This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance.
Welcome back to Navigating Your Retirement with your host, Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. Folks, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, give us a call here at 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. Or visit us on the web. Go to our website, chancefinancialgroup.com. Shoot us an email on our contact page. Or go and check out some of our events that we have coming up in your area. Joining us this morning, he's here, he's clear, he's a lot drier than we are this morning. Tony, how are things in the non-hurricane central Minnesota north?
Well, actually, the evenings are starting to get cold, and as we record this radio show this morning, Travis, it is cool out. It's in the mid-50s, upper 50s, so...
No way, dude.
And then today it'll be... probably 75 and sunny for a high, but nice and cool. But very dry. We have not had nearly enough rain. We're actually hoping for rain, praying for rain, I should say, because we're in a drought up here.
We're going to get quite a bit. So I wish you could send some of your cool weather here and we could send some of our rain there.
I will say, though, last week was so humid here and hot. It felt like Savannah. But this week, now the evenings are cooling off and we're in the 70s and sunny in the day. So this is the good time of year to be up here.
I think only someone not from Savannah could say that what you have felt like Savannah, because unless you're in Savannah, it's kind of difficult to grasp what it feels like in Savannah right now.
I don't know. We had record heat and humidity here a week ago, and it was I don't think I've ever felt that kind of humidity. It was insane. But you're right. I mean, yeah, Savannah is its own. You guys live in the most humid area of the U.S. So
yeah, it's always interesting.
Well, you got a lot of moisture always, coming your way, I think.
Always hot and muggy in our area.
But
so
beautiful, green, lush. Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, I'm only half
you reap
complaining.
The benefits of that.
Once we get into October, we're good.
Yeah, that's
true. But this morning, Tony, because as our listeners know, we pre-produce our shows, so we record these during the week, and they air on Saturdays on two of our local stations. And Tony, we are currently awaiting Hurricane Idalia. Yeah. So as we speak, just want to hopefully send some positive energy out and know that we're all in it together, and we're going to all help each other, neighbors coming together. And we've got some bad weather coming, but I really feel like hopefully we're gonna not get hit as hard as we think. And you know, just want to throw that out there, because I know, you know, our community. It's kind of funny, but it's not. When Walmart closes, you know, it just got serious.
Boy, if Walmart closed, then you got a storm coming.
Well, it's closed. So when the Weather Channel guy shows up and Walmart closes, it's probably time to rethink your strategy.
That's right.
But you know, it also kind of brings back one of the points that I've had in previous shows about, you know, Tony, the psychology and the human and the human psyche, the human nature of just how we plan for things, how we view things, because, you know, and I'm in no way making light of what's happening. Right. I mean, current hurricane, I know there's going to be some damage, you know, definitely not where I'm going with this. But when we prepare for these types of storms, right, there are a few days, and, you know, we can could be without power for a few days, you know, even a week in some cases. So it is inconvenient. It is uncomfortable, but it's temporary, right? And we go out and we prepare and we go to Lowe's and we buy lumber and plywood to board up things, and we buy food and gas and batteries and generators and just the whole smorgasbord of stuff, right? And all of this is for a few hours of inconvenience. But whenever you ask someone, what is your plan for the hurricane? They are really proud to tell you, this is what I did. But Tony, one of the things that I really, really, really try to do on this show, and hopefully we're helping out, hopefully we're starting that process, is when you ask someone what their retirement plan is, you get a blank stare. Because they look at it like it's just this mythical thing that they don't need, because maybe they feel like they don't have enough money, or, you know, they don't feel like they've done it well enough, and maybe there's a little embarrassment there, or, you know, it's just the psychology of, we plan for something so vigorously that's going to be an inconvenience for a couple hours to a few days to a week, and we plan very little for something that if we don't plan, we could not only be uncomfortable for days and weeks, but years, right? Because if we don't plan, we don't know what our options are. We don't know what happens if we, you know, if we have this happen or that happen. And, you know, isn't that what we do whenever we plan for a storm? Yeah. Isn't that what we do when we plan for a hurricane? Is we're planning for contingencies, right? You may plan and you may have that generator. But what if the power doesn't go out? Does that mean you wasted money on the cost of the generator? No. It brought you security. It brought you peace of mind. But at the end of the day, a lot of people don't plan for retirement with the same vigor. And I think that is definitely something that continues to concern me. Majority of people do not have a plan, but that's why we're here. So
I think people spend more time planning a summer vacation than they do their retirement.
They
spend a lot more time planning their summer vacations than they do their retirement. And their retirement is, for a lot of people, it's going to be a third of your life. That's crazy.
Or more. You know, because let's face it, the first baby to live to 150 has already been born.
Wow.
Yeah. Think about that.
That's crazy.
I mean, you could literally be in retirement for half your life, for 30-40%. I mean, because people, you know, more and more people are retiring early. And, you know, I really kind of question this whole FIRE, you know, financially independent retire early philosophy, because they don't know how long they're going to live. And if you're retiring in your 40s or 50s, unless you have saved this massive nest egg, you really and truly, you may not be in the position you want to be 20, 30 years down the road. Now, maybe that doesn't bother you. Maybe you don't care. That's okay. If you don't, who am I to tell you different? But I do think that that's one of the biggest issues that we face, is just not knowing. So that's actually what we're going to do today is on the show. We've gotten some great questions from the audience. We've gotten some great questions from our class attendees. So I'm going to go through a couple of different questions that we've gotten on some varying topics, because I think that there's probably someone out there that could be thinking or asking themselves the same questions as they sit and listen to our podcast and our radio show this morning. So, Tony, I'm going to go ahead and jump
in.
Unless you have anything to add, my friend.
I'm with you all the way. And I think retirement planning is so important. So what questions have you been getting from the people that you've been meeting with or that have been in your classes?
So one of the questions that I received was from an email from one of our class attendees. This couple, 62, 57, so, you know, getting close to retirement. They say they're going to retire in 5 years. And one of the things that obviously we spend a great deal of time on is on the fundamentals, right? The fundamentals of retirement are just as important as whether you hold Apple or Disney or whatever stock you hold. And part of the fundamental core pieces of your retirement process, you have to address Social Security and tax strategy as a planning tool, not just, you know, you got to pay taxes and you just take Social Security whenever. That's not a strategy, right? That's you're going to leave something on the table. And that's not what we want to do. So the question that this person had ultimately boiled down to, they're 5 years from retirement and they have been asking their current advisor for the past couple of years for some time to sit down, talk about Social Security, talk about taxes. And all they keep getting, according in parentheses or in quotations here, says, my answer is always, we don't need to worry about that. We're not there yet. And they want to know what they should do. Well, I think the answer is pretty self-evident. If they're not willing to address the question now, is it because they don't know or they don't care? And I hate to boil it down to that, but isn't that really kind of where we are? If you've been asking and you're paying someone to give you financial advice and you ask specific questions and they say, don't worry about it yet, don't worry, don't do this, don't do that, is it because they truly are in the mindset you don't need it as of that point, or do they not know what the answer is? So let's just push that off as far as possible and hopefully you'll forget about it and we won't get to it. Well, folks, and for the person who emailed me this question, if you're listening, here's what I would suggest to you. You need to probably get a second opinion. And if you would like to give us a call and schedule that appointment, we would be happy to sit down and go in depth with Social Security and what we feel would be some prudent tax planning strategies. Because if you're 5 years and out from retirement, Tony, you are in what's called the retirement red zone. And these are precisely the years when you should be addressing these questions. Why? Because the longer you give yourself to address these questions and to develop solutions, the more options you have. And the more options you have, the better chance that you're going to actually make the right decision. Your chances of success improve exponentially. So if you wait until the last minute to pull the ripcord, your chute may not open before you kiss the earth.
Yikes.
You don't want that to happen. You want to start planning ahead of time so you can land softly and safely. And that just, I don't know, that question just really kind of got my gears grinding and juices flowing, as Peter Griffin says on Family Guy. You know what grinds my gears? Well, that grinds my gears. Because, folks, here's the deal. Sometimes you don't know what the person sitting across from you does or doesn't know. And if you're asking a question and they can't provide you an answer, I think you got your answer. So
yeah,
for the person who submitted that question, give us a call, 877-269-0839. Let us help you develop a strategy for you and for your spouse that's going to meet your needs. So Tony, that's pretty tough. That's tough to have someone that's a client ask you questions for years. And I'll be quite honest, I don't know why would you be, I know people want to, you know, they want to be patient and they, you know, like, oh, well, he's probably busy or she's probably busy. Well, they're not too busy to answer your questions. If they're your advisor, they need to be answering your questions.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And, that is, that's a little frustrating to hear, isn't it?
Yeah. It's inexcusable. Yeah. So, and that's why I say, you know, when people ask, you know, for me to describe my practice, I said, think of the typical financial advisor and we do absolutely everything opposite. That's honestly and truthfully the way that we try to run our business, is what people have become accustomed to. We're trying to break the mold, because if you keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result, Tony, Albert Einstein said that is the definition of
insanity.
Crazy. There you go. So, all right. So next question. That was a good one. Social Security. This one is primarily about Social Security, and it's from a listener. So it says, my wife and I are retired. I'm 66. My wife is 65. We're both eligible for Social Security, and I started my benefit this month. But I'm now second guessing myself because my full retirement age is 66 and 6 months, and I did take it a few months early. I hear you talking about waiting until full retirement age. Did I make a mistake? And my initial reaction, Tony, is what do you think?
It depends. Yeah,
it depends. So let's talk through this a little bit. If since I don't know, and thank you, listener, for the question, since I don't know what your entire situation is, it's very difficult for me to tell you you did the right or wrong thing. The one thing I would tell you is, if it were me, and since you were only 6 months away, if you have assets in a retirement plan, I would really encourage you to probably give that benefit back and tell them you made a mistake and you don't want to elect. You want to basically back up and punt. And then in 6 months, when you do hit full retirement age, start your full benefit. Reason being is, if your wife is not subject to the WEP, the windfall elimination, because of maybe an outside pension, or maybe she was not contributing to Social Security, if it's just apples to apples, you really want to make sure you, as the higher wage earner, if that is you, you want to make sure that you are the one that waits until full retirement age. Because if you don't, what happens is you end up giving your spouse a haircut whenever you pass. Because, you know, the common one theme that I think everybody knows is, whenever you die, if you and your spouse married, you're getting 2,000, she's getting 1,000. The higher wage earner dies, the remaining spouse is going to step up to his benefit. Right. They get to keep the higher of the two sometimes a few bucks off, but it's basically higher of the two benefits. But if you take the higher wage earner takes theirs at even 1 month before their full retirement age, they are limited. The surviving spouse is limited to 82.5 cents on the dollar of the inherited benefit. So, Tony, my opinion, and I don't think this would be too out of bounds. I think that what this person should do is give it back and probably start again. Because think about this. What is Social Security, Tony? It is a tax advantage source of income that can be used as a foundational part of your retirement process. Why? Because you and I both know the government and the talking heads in Washington, they're going to play around. They're going to talk about, what do they do? Should they cut Social Security? Should they not? They're not touching your Social Security with a 10-foot pole. So that's mailbox paycheck money. You want to make sure it's there for you and your spouse. If that is your situation, I would definitely give it back. Now, however, if you're 66 and you're not the higher wage earner and your spouse is, well, then that's okay. You can basically let he or she take their benefit at full retirement age. You take yours early, because the one who is not the full or the higher wage earner, that's the one that really in that equation is not quite as impactful as the higher wage earner, because obviously you're only keeping the higher of the two benefits. So you want to make sure that's as high as possible. So Tony, sometimes if we don't investigate what we talk about the planning earlier in the show, if we don't do the planning and the prep ahead of time, we're forced to make some pretty difficult decisions. So we definitely don't want our clients and our listeners to paint themselves in that box.
Well, no, and that's huge. You have to make sure that you have a solid plan in place. And Travis, this is another area where it's so important. You don't go it alone. Work with a financial services professional, but one you can trust. And Social Security is the foundation of almost every solid retirement plan. Yeah, it should be. And you should maximize it. It doesn't mean that there aren't people out there that it doesn't make sense for to file early. Some people do need to file early. That's the way they're going to get the most out of their Social Security. But for some people, it makes no sense.
Right. It's the difference between, you know, shooting from the hip and strategy. You might get lucky and hit it every now and again if you shoot from the hip. But if you strategize, you plan, you take your time, you make a good shot, chances are you're going to hit it 90% of the time. So that's all you can do. Right. You do some pre-planning, you do some work beforehand, and you cut your chances of error, you know, by a factor of 10. So last but not least, Tony. I've got a beneficiary question this morning.
Okay, beneficiaries.
So, this one, beneficiaries. This one's kind of interesting because I know that there could be some people out there that this applies to. So this listener actually has a question. He is 73. His wife is 76. And they currently have assets, real estate, investment assets, and IRAs. He's worried because he's afraid that his spouse, who has not been involved in the process, may not have a good grasp on how to distribute assets. And he's thinking about leaving his IRAs to his estate, not to his spouse. And he wants to know what to do. Well, here's the first thing I would tell you is this. If you have real estate, probably, and it's, you know, not just your house, but if it's property, you know, land, in our area, timberland, sure. Rental properties, et cetera, you probably want to go to a trust attorney, right?
Oh,
whether
yeah.
it's whether you do a revocable trust, you can retain the step up in basis, whether you go and do an irrevocable trust because you don't want it to be sold, you want to stay in the family for generations, whatever you want to do, you probably want to go to an attorney if you have real estate.
Yeah, if you have
right?
land or a small business, you got to work with an attorney.
Yeah, you have to. Now, as far as your outside investments, non-IRA investments, that should be probably game for a revocable trust. That way, once again, your trust becomes irrevocable at death. You still retain the right to use them during life. And let's face it, power of the pen's important. If you decide to change something, you can. But that way, you're kind of setting the stage for what could happen. Last but not least, the IRAs. Well, IRAs can't go in a trust while you're still alive. So what do we need to do? What do we need to think about? IRAs, obviously the most efficient way to leave an IRA, leave a Roth, that's going to be through the beneficiary form. And usually you want to name that to a natural person.
Yeah, the beneficiary designation.
Yeah. Right. You typically don't want to leave that to your estate. Right. Because your options are limited. We're limited on time. So just to summarize, your options are limited to what you can do, and what you can't do if you leave it to your estate. If you leave it to the person, to your person directly, your son, your daughter, your niece, your nephew, they have 10 years that they can spread that burden out and basically limit the taxes that they have to pay. But if you're leaving it and you have your spouse that is still with us, what I would suggest is if you're worried about that, maybe that's where an IRA trust, Tony, would definitely be something to think about, because that way you can use it as a pass-through entity. You can literally leave it to your spouse through the trust. It's going to be off of her lifetime. And then that way you can kind of control the distribution, maybe give some guidelines and some structure to really help that person make it last as long as humanly possible. But if you're out there and these questions are things that you have been sitting there wondering, what do I do? Where do we go? That's why you need to give someone who can actually help walk you through these answers a call. That's why you need to give us a call, 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. Or visit us on the web at chancefinancialgroup.com. Find out about some of our class offerings coming up. We're going to be in the Savannah area at Savannah Technical College coming up. We've got two offerings there, one in Pooler, one in Savannah. We're going to be in Bluffton and Buford at USCB. So give us a call. Let us get you on the right path to your retirement success.
All right. Well, thanks, Travis. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839. or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.